For nearly 3 years, China and its 1.4 billion people were cut off from the rest of the world by strict pandemic border restrictions. But China lifted most of those restrictions in December, and some Chinese people are preparing to travel again. NPR's Emily Fang reports.
Danqi, an English literature teacher in Shanghai, had a singular thought when she heard restrictions were being rolled back.
The first thing that came into my mind was to replace my expired passport.
During the pandemic, China made it very difficult to get or renew passports to discourage people from leaving the country. But last month, Danqi got her new travel documents easily. Yet she's nervous as she contemplates traveling to London this year to visit her brother.
I mean, we've all been locked inside for 3 years now. I mean, it's a bit scary to think about going abroad and doing all these things.
That's why most outbound Chinese travelers don't seem to be going far. 3/4 of travel agencies surveyed by a Chinese trade firm said their clients' top choice was Southeast Asia, which doesn't require negative COVID tests from travelers departing from China, unlike, say, the U.S., Liu Wei is a diving instructor based on Thailand's Koh Tao Island. He's preparing for a busy season ahead for the first time in 3 years.
We're fully booked, but we're still waiting on more flights to be scheduled from China. And we have several diving boat tours we sold before the pandemic we still need to fulfill.
In 2019 alone, Chinese residents made 155 million trips abroad and spent $130 billion in other countries. During the pandemic, that huge flow of global tourism was suddenly cut off. But the day after China announced the end of border restrictions, Trip.com, one of China's biggest booking platforms, saw bookings abroad jump by more than 250%. And that's got Robert Ravens excited. He manages Britisto, a lavender farm in Tasmania, which makes a purple lavender stuffed bear called Bobby.
It created an absolute mania.
Because after the fragrant bear went viral in China, some 30,000 Chinese visitors a year started visiting Britisto.
We had to introduce a ballot system so that when you came in the gate, you were given a ticket which allowed you to buy a bear. And people were trading tickets in our car park. They were doing it was mania.
Then in early 2020, China closed its borders, and all of a sudden, Britisto was getting zero Chinese tourists, straining their finances. But now Ravens expects visitor numbers to jump again, and he's used the pandemic time to improve the farm, though he doesn't think Chinese tourist numbers will return entirely to pre-pandemic levels.
The world is begging for tourism. And so the competition from Japan and Thailand and, you know, all the classic Asian countries for the Chinese tourist is going to be intense.
Musk Wong agrees. He's a salesperson in Paris at a luxury French jewelry brand. Before the pandemic, 90% of his clients in France were Chinese. So he's seen his income drop about a third after China closed its borders. Many of his old clients say they're not in a hurry to travel to Paris yet.
People think less about luxury goods as these are not their basic needs.
And more luxury goods are now sold directly in China. But Musk says business at his Parisian office is still brisk. Most of his new clients are American. And he says his brand is focused on winning back French customers. China is not currently their top priority. Emily Fang, NPR News.